This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on 88.1. I'm Nathan Sterner. It's a long way from the Chesapeake Bay to Venezuela, more than 2,000 miles as the crow flies, or rather as the osprey flies, and that 2,000-mile trip is one that's made twice a year by ospreys, also known as seahawks. The birds summer in our region, then spend the winter down south where it's warmer. They're making their journey home right now, and the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is tracking the progress of four of them. For an update on their migration, we turn to John Rodenhausen, the CBF's Director of Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you today?
I'm well. Yourself?
Doing great. Thank you.
I've been looking at pictures of ospreys all morning. They're really beautiful birds. Describe them for folks who don't know what we're talking about.
It is a fascinating bird. These birds, also commonly referred to as fish hawks, are large raptors that have brown and white markings on them. They have some white on their head, not on the top of their head like a bald eagle, although you might easily mistake one for an immature bald eagle.
Their heads have these spiky feathers. It's almost like somebody with a bad hair day.
That's true. And they're actually smaller than a bald eagle as well, but they do primarily eat fish, in particular menhaden, which is one of our indicators for how well the health of the Chesapeake Bay is.
Why do they leave Maryland in the winter?
Well, it gets awful cold up here, as a lot of people have seen. And interestingly enough, it's said that osprey mate for life. But they actually, the male and the female, will often take their winter vacations independent of one another.
Do they need me time or something?
Yeah, I think so. Might be some wise marital advice there from the osprey, but I don't know. But I learned through this project that with the male going down and fishing only for himself instead of just foraging also for the young and for his partner, that they can regain about 40% of their body weight just feeding themselves.
I said they're coming home as they return to the Chesapeake Bay. This is where they breed. This is where they have their children.
That's correct. So each osprey, female osprey, will lay 2 to 3 eggs come April. They hatch usually in about 35 to 40 days after they've been laid.
And both male and female care for the young?
Both male and females care for the young. So if the female needs to leave the nest and leave the eggs to go eat for a little bit, the male will actually sit on the eggs.
And after all that work, I guess they do get sick of each other and need to spend some time alone.
That may be.
So you're monitoring four different ospreys through a piece of technology that you've, strapped onto them?
That's right. In working with the folks at local-based business here in Columbia, Maryland, Microwave Telemetry produces these small backpack models that go onto each bird. There's a small solar panel that generates the power, and there's an antenna that sends signals to cell phone towers. It's called GSM technology. And so the backpack represents less than 3% of the total body weight for the animal, so it does not impede their flight, and it can actually last for years.
What happens when there aren't any cell towers around? Is it still sending signals?
Well, what will happen is the device will record the data of the travel of the bird, and then once the bird gets closer to a cell phone tower, it would then download all that data. And that eventually updates our map on our website.
How did you choose the ones that you've tagged?
Well, we wanted to make sure they were in highly visible areas. Our field education program runs field programs for about 30,000 students each year. So we tried to pick birds that were close to those education centers, hoping that some of these students would get a chance to see that particular bird in the field. And then when they return to the classroom, it's kind of an extension of their field trip and allows them to create more hypotheses and just figure out the actual travel habits of these birds from either their classroom with their teacher or even perhaps from home.
You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on WYPR. I'm Nathan Sterner speaking with John Rodenhausen of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation about the migration of ospreys or fish hawks, a 2,000-plus mile voyage that's taking place right now. And that is the sound of an osprey provided by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. WYPR listeners who caught our Environment in Focus segment last week heard Tom Pelton mention the voyage of the ospreys. But in that segment, he said that the CBF was tracking three birds. John, you're now tracking four. Where did the extra bird come from?
That's correct, and astute listeners would certainly pick up on the fact that it would appear that we've added one more bird. The reality of it is that one of the birds that we had tagged and was heading south once he got to Florida, we stopped seeing any data.
This is last September?
That was in September, about September 19th. And then just until the middle of March, we had no data until sometime in the middle of March. We saw data transmitting again, which means he probably got closer to a cell phone tower, and that then downloaded all the information.
He came back on the radar, so to speak.
Exactly.
How fast do ospreys fly?
You know, it depends on the wind speed, but I'm watching Nick's pattern as he's going up the coastal bays of Florida and Georgia right now, and he's hitting speeds somewhere between 32 and 35 miles per hour.
How long does the trip take well, obviously, they're not doing the exact same trip, Quinn going the way from Cuba up here, the others going from Venezuela, but how long does the regular trip, the Venezuela to Chesapeake Bay trip, take?
On the way down, it took them about 2 weeks to get from the Chesapeake down there. Now, it'll be interesting to see if these weather patterns are different and make it a longer trip for them. This is the first time I've actually been able to see this entire migration, so I'm not exactly sure. That's the exciting part. We're all kind of learning as it unfolds.
2,000 plus miles in a couple weeks. Do their wings get tired?
I would think so. Some of the birds are actually, when they came across the Caribbean from Venezuela, they went nonstop over the water. And so it would be really interesting to see how tired they really are. I would imagine they're exhausted.
Are there any plans to outfit these birds with cameras to take pictures in the future?
We are talking about a couple different plans, how we can improve this project. We haven't talked about putting a camera exactly on the bird, but who knows? Anything could happen. I think one of the most exciting things about this project is it enables the students who are watching these and some of our members who are watching these birds, it provides them an opportunity to ask questions. You know, how can we make this better? But hopefully they'll also be able to find correlations between where the birds go and what the water quality is like down in Venezuela and Colombia. Is it the same as what they're experiencing up here? And what's their food source like down there? So hopefully as people start viewing, they will get a chance to ask those questions, and maybe we can improve the program from there.
The ospreys the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is monitoring are called Woody, Tango, Nick, and Quinn. You can follow their progress yourself through a link on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. John Rodenhausen is the development director for the CBF. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Nathan. It was a great time talking to you, and I hope this encourages people to go outside, see these beautiful birds, and if you ever wonder where they go, go to the website.
You can find that link at wypr.org. For Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, I'm Nathan Sterner. Stay tuned.
When everybody's heard about the bird, 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 bird is the word, bird, 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 bird is the word, bird.